Well, let's get to the material at the heart of this case. Why was it so damning? We're joined by Yochai Benkler. He's a professor of law and co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. He was a witness for the defense in the Bradley Manning trial. Professor, welcome.
Thank you. Very good to be with you.
Well, let's go back to the basics here. Tell us what Bradley Manning revealed.
What the materials revealed was a broad range of issues, in particular, that the levels of civilian casualties known to the U.S. military in Iraq was much higher than what was reported publicly, and that various parts of the U.S. military knew that the Maliki regime was torturing political opponents and did nothing to stop this.
And there were videos from the battlefield that were released. I want you to listen to one. This was taken from a U.S. Apache helicopter, which fired on a small group in Baghdad in 2007. Now, apparently, the soldiers mistook cameras for guns on the ground and ended up killing, among the dead, a Reuters News cameraman and his driver. Do you think those videos were crucial here?
The videos were the very first materials released and the very first materials leaked. And they offer the most vivid example of the violence of war, inhumanity. And I think the exposure represented a very visual and visceral example of how war can sweep in innocence, whether it was the Reuters cameramen who were trying to do their job on the ground, it should be said, with a group of armed insurgents. But you also saw the gun crew shooting at a civilian van that just stopped by to try to sweep one of the injured cameramen out and to help. And the gun crew camera hears they injured two kids in the van, and they basically have this shrug. Well, it's their own fault for bringing kids into a war zone. So it's a very visceral image.
But we know that things like this do happen in war. We know that there are accidents, and the military comes out occasionally in the last decade of these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and says, we made a mistake. We accidentally killed this innocent person. So why was this kind of detail from Bradley Manning's releases so important?
Reuters had been trying to get the Army to release this video for 2 years through Freedom of Information Act requests and had failed. And then the video came out and it showed that essentially the Army had been resisting and refusing to acknowledge in this case an error. And the image removed the hypothetical understanding of collateral damage in the abstract into real human beings, a civilian walking down the street being hit as a building is hit by a Hellfire missile. It made it human.
There were also 250,000 diplomatic cables from the State Department that were released. They got a lot of attention at the time. Embarrassing ones, cables from Tunisia, for example, showed that the U.S. was not behind the regime there. Some say that even helped trigger what happened there with the Arab Spring.
I think they actually didn't expose significant wrongdoing from the American perspective, although they certainly exposed things that American foreign diplomats did, like leaning on prosecutors in several European countries not to bring cases against CIA operatives. They did expose in various places American diplomats' observations about the local corruption, and they created significant accountability and openness in those other countries. It was very much of a global leak rather than merely an American leak.
So, Professor Benkler, at the heart of this case is the question of aiding the enemy and whether this was just a release, an embarrassment, or whether it actually got into the wrong hands. And you have a real problem with that.
Absolutely. I think the prosecution's theory in this case is fundamentally dangerous to freedom of the press, fundamentally dangerous to the role of the press as watchdog in the area of national security. The basic theory that the prosecution has been pushing is that if you leak national security information to the media, and if the media publishes it on the internet, and if Al-Qaeda reads the internet, then you have communicated indirectly with the enemy. That essentially means that any leak to any organization that publishes on the net is aiding the enemy.
Well, isn't it, though? I mean, couldn't you make that argument that it is aiding the enemy?
You could only make that argument that it is aiding the enemy if you could also say that publication of the Pentagon Papers aided the Viet Cong, if you could also say that disclosure of the illegal NSA wiretapping and its exposure aids the enemy. You would basically need to say that any exposure of our own error, illegality, or incompetence aids the enemy.
Let me just push back against you there on one point, which is in this era where it's so much more about intelligence than it was in the Vietnam War, and just a little piece of information can be the key point, doesn't it change the circumstances?
I don't think so. Operational secrecy in discrete cases can be very important and even critical. But overall, our security depends on the resilience and robustness of our systems overall. And when we embrace secrecy to the point of being willing to shut down journalism, to the point of being willing to give up on the watchdog function of the state, what we will pay in terms of errors, incompetence, and malfeasance will be vastly worse, not only to democracy, but even to security, than what we gain in small-scale operational secrecy.
Yochai Benkler is professor of law and co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard. He was a witness for the defense in the Bradley Manning trial. Professor Benkler, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And we'd love to hear your thoughts on what the professor just said or the charges against Bradley Manning in general. Go to hereandnow.org and leave a comment.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.